Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Mick Kerr on Thursday visited with the Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, Mike Steenhoek.
Is the Mississippi a non-functioning way of getting soybeans to port this winter?
No, I mean, the metaphor I keep coming back to is we're attaching a garden hose to a fire hydrant. So, you know, there's all of this production that farmers have achieved with their harvest, and it's, you know, obviously a strong harvest in significant areas of the country. But then you've got a transportation system, and in this case, the inland waterway system with the Mississippi River, that's not firing on all cylinders. It's not able to accommodate what it normally does. So there still is barge transportation that is occurring. Barges are being loaded. You're seeing exports out of the New Orleans area. So that still is happening, but it's not at the same, it's not at full throttle what it normally is. So again, we're attaching a garden hose to a fire hydrant. So there is this pressure that has been building and, you know, continues to be there.
One of the ripple effects of that we discovered and learned the hard way and experienced the hard way up here in the Dakotas during the Bakken back in, from like 2009 to 2014, was the demurrage for rail cars. And now on the Mississippi, it's barges, barge crews, towboats. Every freight rates are pressured significantly upward.
Yeah, you know, so what essentially is happening is that the demand for barge transportation is up, supply is down, not because you've just removed physically these barges out of inventory, but you need to get more turns or rotations for those barges, for the crew, for the towboats, in order to accommodate what is needed to be transported. And so the inevitable result of that is it puts upward pressure on freight rates. And so for a barge, for example, being loaded in St. Louis and obviously the destinations, the New Orleans area, you know, last year at this time it cost $16.12 per ton to move that. Now it's $80.12 per ton. Oof. That's a 397% increase in freight, in barge freight rates. And what, unfortunately, the reality, many of us in agriculture are aware of this, that a lot of those costs get passed on to the farmer in the form of a more negative basis or a lower price offered at that point of sale. So, you know, when I see these kind of things, whether it's freight rail rates going up, barge rates going up, fuel costs going up, you know, my mind immediately goes to that probably will result in less money in a farmer's wallet. It's a good reminder that these transportation issues are not just at the 30,000 foot level, hypothetical. They're actually very local and tangible to a farmer's bottom line.
Another great metaphor is the amount of time it takes to turn an aircraft carrier from the path that it's on. I would suppose that something similar as if we start using the St. Lawrence Seaway to move soybeans out of the country. That might take a while and might be difficult to just change the thinking or the utilization of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Yeah, you know, there's not, as far as the number of the places that serve as launching points for the U.S. soybean industry on the international marketplace and agriculture in general, number one for us is the Mississippi Gulf. Number two is the Pacific Northwest, and you know, a minimal amount gets exported from the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway. But the point that I try to underscore is that you should never, when it comes to supply chain, you should never put all your eggs in one basket. And the more you can diversify your supply chain, you as an industry, you as a shipper, are better positioned for success.
This is Inside Agriculture.